From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Farmland values hit an all-time high this year, even as the rate of increase has slowed. Chad Smith has the numbers.
Farmers and ranchers have experienced firsthand the ever-increasing value of farmland, and new analysis lays those numbers out. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says prices have hit record highs despite a cooling rate of price increases.
The average value of U.S. farm real estate, which includes land and buildings, rose 3.4% to $4,500 per acre. Cropland values increased 3.3% to $6,020 an acre, and pastureland rose 4.2%. That pace has slowed, though, since 2020. It's a 44% increase since then. But in the first year, it was an 11.7% increase. That went down to 3.4% in 2026.
Farmers and ranchers who own land will have a stronger balance sheet thanks to increased values, but there are still pros and cons to the cost of land going up.
That increases farm equity, provides additional collateral, and that it can improve access to credit. The downside is that higher values make it much more expensive to buy land, enter farming for beginning or new farmers, or expand an existing operation. Renters face a particular challenge because they pay higher costs without receiving the equity gains.
Munch notes that competing buyers for land are swallowing up some options, which could continue the upward trend in land values.
Commercial and residential development, renewable energy projects, outside investments, recreation, rural residential demand are all competing for that same land access, which is more likely to take land out of agriculture in the longer term.
For more information, go to fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Answering questions about data centers. More when Farm Weekend returns.
Keep up to date with new and exciting attractions and events from across the state, the freshest recipes, and fun, crafty activities for your family by visiting www.kansaslivingmagazine.com. Kansas Farm Bureau's new website provides you with a variety of content, from featured families to fun projects that are bound to keep the whole family entertained and in the know. Visit today at www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
Scott Sandel with Sunbird DCIM outlined the basics of data centers and the questions communities should be asking in this presentation to the Kansas Farm Bureau Resolutions Committee, emphasizing that communities should make sure they are evaluating these large-scale data center proposals before making a large commitment. Learn more and watch the webinar on the Kansas Farm Bureau website. Just click the Advocacy tab. Kansas Farm Bureau booth at the Kansas State Fair will feature Shop Kansas Farm vendors. Be sure to stop by the booth in the Pride of Kansas building September 11th through the 12th in Hutchison. Shop for flavored pretzels, beef sticks, goat milk, bath products, mushroom coffee, pork sticks, and much more. Learn more at shopkansasfarms.com and click the Events tab. Next, Insights with Greg Deering.
Hey farmers and ranchers, just as you do ride-alongs to inspect your fields and cattle, make sure you do the same for your mental well-being. Take time to check in with yourself and your neighbors, and if you find yourself in a crisis, remember there's immediate help available at 988. Mental health is just as vital as the health of your farm. Let's prioritize it together. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insights with Greg Deering.
Much of what I learned about cooking came from watching my mom and grandmother prepare meals every day. The food was pretty simple: meat, potatoes, and a vegetable. I remember watching mom and grandma peel potatoes with a paring knife, taking off just the thinnest sliver of skin. I've never mastered that trick. I still have to use a peeler. I also never learned how to make my grandmother's steak gravy. She somehow left a few small lumps of toasted flour in the gravy she ladled over minute steaks and mashed potatoes. I can get close to the taste, but I haven't recreated it. As an adult, I've come to appreciate just how much time and effort went into keeping me fed. Planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning all take time, which makes a restaurant pretty appealing after a long day, but that convenience comes with a price. The real challenge is finding the motivation to do one more chore at the end of the day. So once again, I'm taking my mom and grandmother's advice. I may never peel potatoes like they did, but I can cook enough for tomorrow's lunch. Turns out, the secret to saving time in the kitchen is simple. Cook more and learn to love leftovers.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from the Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.